President of Iraq's Kurdistan Regional Government, Masoud Barzani, has thanked Iran for supporting Iraqi Kurds and fighting ISIL Takfiri militants. He says Iraqi Kurds will never forget Tehran's support that came at a crucial timing without any expectation or reciprocity.
We requested weapons from all our friends, and the Islamic Republic of Iran was the first government that gave us weapons and military support as much as it could.
Barzani emphasized the need to continue fighting ISIL Takfiri militants. He says the final defeat of the ISIL is only possible through a joint effort on the part of all regional countries. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan regional government made the remarks in a joint press conference with the visiting Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. For his part, Zarif said fighting the ISIL is a comprehensive campaign that must be pushed ahead until a crushing defeat is inflicted on the militants. He said that Iran is ready to help the Kurdistan regional government as well as Iraq in all areas. However, he made it clear that Tehran has not sent any troops into Iraq so far.
The Iraqi people require assistance, including defense assistance, but not soldiers, as they say, foots on the ground. We do not have any soldiers in Iraq. We don't intend to send soldiers to Iraq. We believe that the Peshmerga in Iraqi Kurdistan, as well as the Iraqi volunteers and regular army, are quite capable of defending their territory.
Meanwhile, ISIL Takfiri militants continue to commit atrocities in Iraq and in Syria. At the same time, the group's supporters in European countries are disseminating its propaganda. Recently, an ISIL supporters interview in Norway has sparked controversy and outrage, with thousands of people demonstrating against the terrorist group and its Norwegian supporters. Our correspondent Rehan Naqvi reports from Oslo.
This is a rare scene in Oslo. Thousands of Norwegians flood the streets to denounce the ISIL. Everybody here seems to be appalled by the ISIL atrocities in Iraq and Syria. Among the Muslims, though, there is also a sense of duty to defend their faith. The key slogan here is, "Not in Islam's name." This demonstration is a reaction to a recent chain of events in Norway.
Some weeks ago, in this neighborhood, members of a Norwegian Takfiri group drove around playing ISIL songs. Then, in an interview, their spokesman said ISIL has not killed any civilian or destroyed any mosque or church. He also confirmed several members of his group are fighting in Syria or Iraq. Above all, he justified beheadings by ISIL.
The demonstration has been organized by a few Sunni and Shia Muslim individuals. Soon after its advertisement, the events gained popularity. Prime Minister Erna Solberg herself encouraged all Norwegians to turn up and announced she will be addressing the rally. Eventually, leaders of all political parties in the parliament also showed up. The Prime Minister said ISIL actions do not reflect divine teachings. She said she has always believed majority of Muslims take distance from extremism.
En hadith fra profeten som brukt I mobiliseringen.
She ended the speech with a hadith of Prophet Muhammad that says one must stop evil by action, by speech, or as a sign of minimum faith, consider it evil. The organizers say it is very important to stand up and let the world know the ISIL and its supporters do not represent more than 1.5 billion Muslims around the world.
I think this is a big move for the Norwegian society. The Norwegian people are now knowing the difference between extremists and normal Norwegian Muslims, and this is very important.
Meanwhile, the spokesman of the Norwegian ISIL supporters keeps giving provocative statements, feeding the Norwegian media with new headlines. Rehan Naqvi, Press TV, Oslo.